Talk. Cape Talk, the US Report with Adrian Bruin.
The US Report with Adrian Bruin, all the way from Manhattan, New York City. Good morning, Adrian. How are you doing?
Good morning, Hans. I'm doing well. And how are you?
Absolutely fantastic. Thank you so much. So I heard about this story that Ivanka Trump is continuing to do business with China, even though, you know, her father seems to be bashing China, or the U.S. government is still, talking with China. What's the latest there?
Right. So it's an interesting relationship, but even as her father's government continues to negotiate trade policy with China, Ivanka Trump's expanding her business there, stoking concerns again over conflicts of interest. Now, Ivanka, a senior White House advisor, has her brand's assets in a family-run trust as her father, but continues to reap the profits. Although the president of her company insists that the trademarks that she has simply guard against the copycat. Meanwhile, Chinese courts largely thought to reflect the will of the ruling Communist Party have given provisional approval for 8 more trademarks with another 25 pending. So basically what's going on is I think that possibly, and no one's really investigating, but he's strong-arming the Chinese government in public, and then they're making these concessions in private, and then China gets what it wants eventually. So,
yeah, and I mean, why would anyone steal letters out of post boxes? I mean, is mail thieving a thing?
Well, it is. Yes, law enforcement officials are saying that mail phishing, which is when criminals extract letters from the on-street mailboxes that we have in this country using devices such as sticky rat traps, has doubled in the past 2 years. Now, this is sort of an old-fashioned crime, but once the thieves have retrieved a check, they wash off the ink with chemicals and rewrite it for a much higher amount. Now, many people are, you know, of course they pay online, a lot of times, but then you have older members of the population who are still writing checks in the mail. Now, experts believe that the thieves are resorting to old school methods because cybersecurity is increasingly difficult to sidestep. In response, police have set up surveillance systems near mailboxes in New York and major cities, while the U.S. Postal Service says it is installing more phishing-resistant boxes.
Yeah. And talk to me about the fact that ABC Network has done away with Roxanne. Ish, that used to be a fair, old favorite, yes?
Well, it was a new favorite until today. So the ABC Network has canceled the Roseanne reboot hours after its star and co-creator Roseanne Barr posted a racist tweet about Valerie Jarrett, who was a top advisor to President Obama. Now, the show had just finished a smash hit comeback season and received the green light for a second one, but network executives had been kind of worried about Barr's Twitter feed, like someone else we know, which was full of conspiracy theories and hateful speech. Noted she is a supporter of Donald Trump. Now, on Tuesday, Barr wrote of Valerie Jarrett, who is African-American, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and Planet of the Apes had a baby equals BJ, unquote. That the network's entertainment president immediately shut it down. Canceled the season, the new season, and called the statement, quote, abhorrent, repugnant, and inconsistent with our values, unquote. So she basically shot herself in the mouth, in the foot, in Yeah, and did her whole success in one tweet.
Yeah, and you talk.
Phenomenal.
And you also talk though of Serena Williams making it in the French Open.
Yeah, so Serena Williams walked on the center court at Roland Garros on Tuesday in a gleaming black bodysuit with a bright red band at her waist. Some have called it a superhero statement, celebrating all that she's earned in the past year. Now smiling and relaxed after clearing her first hurdle at the French Open in a squeaker victory, 7-6, 6-4 over Kristina Pliskova of the Czech Republic. Serena told reporters, quote, "It feels like this suit represents all the women that have been through a lot mentally, physically, with their body to come back and have confidence and to believe in themselves." Now, postpartum blood clots threatened Williams' health last year, and the compression suit is also functional. It keeps the clots from forming again. She was a little slow on court today, but definitely the power is back, abs. So next up for Williams is a Thursday meeting with Australia's Ashley Barty. And I have for you a quick quote of Williams' post-match press conference where she explains the bodysuit.
I think the match went, you know, well. It wasn't an easy match because, the beginning was so many aces, and I knew that after her first game of serving, I said, okay, I have to serve really well today. I need to really be on my game serving-wise because, you know, there's not going to be a tremendous amount of rallies. I was struggling to get in a little rhythm because it was so much acing, there were so many aces going on. But overall, I was definitely happy with my performance and how I played today. As for the cat suit, the new version 2.0, it's cool. I call it like my Wakanda inspired, you know, cat suit. It's really fun, although we designed it way before the movie, but still, it kind of reminds me of that. And it's,
Well, all right then. Well, technology.
A little Wakanda inspired for you. You know, a little Black Panther.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you guys get HBO over in Cape Town, or can access it online. But there's a documentary series on HBO called Being Serena, and it takes a pretty close look at her life since. In the past year or so. So I recommend it.
All right. And before we let you go, I did ask that very quickly a detailed update on Norwich. And, of course, Norwich is your cat.
Norwich is my cat. Yes, he is a three-legged cat. He is a cancer survivor, osteosarcoma, from about a year and a half ago. He's doing great. He's hopping around the apartment like a kind of a little bunny, and he is eating or tearing up my New Yorker articles and also sometimes my paperback book covers, just to let me know he's around. But if you want to follow him on Instagram apps or anybody else, he is Norwich, Norwich. Three legs, and you can see all of his antics in New York. I might be taking him outside for a bit of fresh air soon. He can't get very far these days.
Ah, that's nice, though. Listen, Adrian, thank you once again for joining us on the show this morning. We chat again tomorrow. Oh, sorry, on Friday.
Sounds great.
Sure.
Friday.
Thank you so much. Adrian Prinny, all the way from Manhattan, New York.